Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Action, 'cause I'm not afraid to fight. No, no, not just a moment. This is my life. Lord, I got your promise burning deep inside.
If I fall, I won't break. When the rivers will rage, I won't be swept away. 'Cause I've got the faith.
I'm more than
a survivor. I'm an overcomer. Lord, I'm standing strong. 'Cause you gave the victory, more than a survivor, I'm an overcomer. Lord, I'm standing strong, 'cause you gave me the victory.
How many overcomers are in this place today?
Though I go through trouble, there may be some strife. I don't think you heard me, said I made up my mind. I've got forgiveness, and that's a fact, so bring it on, 'cause God has got my back. If I fall, I won't break.
When the rivers will rage, I won't be swept away,
'cause I got the faith more than a survivor. I'm an overcomer.
Lord, I'm standing
strong, 'cause you gave me the victory. More than a survivor, strong, 'cause you gave me the victory.
When the mountain's too high and the valley's too low, my head keeps spinning, don't know where to go. The river's too deep and the ocean's too wide, all the answers leave me wondering why. When it's hard to stand 'cause the road is rough, it does not matter 'cause I won't give up. This is where the line is drawn. I will not stop 'cause I've just begun. So bring it on.
You gave me the victory.
I'm
more than a survivor.
I'm an overcomer.
Lord, I'm standing strong, 'cause you gave
I'm more than a survivor.
I'm an overcomer. Lord, I'm standing strong, 'cause you gave me the victory. More than a survivor.
I'm an overcomer.
Lord, I'm standing strong, 'cause you gave me victory.
Any overcomers have that testimony this morning? Come on, would you give him a hand clap of praise?
Thank you.
If you're thankful for that, would you just say thank you, Lord, that you're still on the throne today, oh God. Father, we're grateful that you're on the throne today, that we can trust you, Jesus. We can trust you today, oh God. This place this morning, Father, we worship you. Everything we do, God, receive the glory and honor, Lord. Jesus. This morning to worship you. I live to worship you. Come on, sing. sing it one more time. To worship you I live is to worship you.
Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Could you just begin to express your love for him? Would you just take a moment and express your love for him? Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you this morning. I'm thankful that while I was unworthy, while I was still unworthy, you came and rescued me. You paid a price for me. You bought me. And so my heart is filled with worship this morning. My heart is filled with worship this morning. Father, may we never come to the place where we're not awestruck by you. Jesus, may we never come to the place where we don't take a moment and remember and with gratitude and thanksgiving, we recognize that we were not worthy. We didn't deserve this. And in that recognition, I pray that worship would flow up and out of us. And we would give you the glory and the honor and the praise that is due. May we restructure our lives and reorganize our lives so that we truly do live for one purpose and one purpose only, to worship you, to know you, and to make you known. We worship you today. Father, I pray that our worship would be contagious to those around us. And as we walk through life, I pray that the aroma of worship, our encounter with you, would be so strong that it would cause those around us to want what we have. That they would sense from their first encounter with us, they would sense that we've had an encounter with you, and they will want what we have. And it's that for that reason, Father, that we bring our movers to you. 10 individuals that we've each written down that hold a special place in our heart. And today, as thankful as I am that I can worship you, I'm not satisfied because I know that they're not involved in worship at this moment. They're living their life separate from you. So my heart, although it is filled with worship, it's also filled with brokenness over these souls that need to come into the kingdom. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would win our movers, bring our movers to salvation, we pray. God, I pray that you would use someone that is living their life to worship you as the one. Whether it be us or somebody else, I pray that you would send somebody into their path that would cause them to want a relationship with you. I pray that they would recognize what they're missing. And I pray that there would be someone on the spot, on time, with the right word, with the right attitude, that would bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus's grace. We claim our harvest. They are our harvest. We claim them. In Jesus' name, every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around other than my prayer team. If you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus, you're not in relationship with him, and you need to surrender your life this morning, we will not embarrass you. That's not what we're about. We simply want to put materials in your hand, and we want to pray intelligently. If you're here this morning and say, I want to worship him with my life, I want to give him my heart, would you just raise your hand? You can pull it right back down. so that we know how to pray this morning. Is there one? Yeah, there's one. Anyone else? Father, this morning you saw the hand, but you see more than hands. You see our heart. So, Father, whether we raised a hand or not, if we're not in right relationship in this moment, we pray like this. Jesus, save us. Forgive us of our sins. We believe that you were who you said you were. You came and you died on a cross. You rose again on the third day so that we could have access to the Father, relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we know that at this moment, that when we confess our sins, we believe in our heart, at that moment, there's a change that takes place and we become the sons and the daughters of God. We thank you for that this morning, and we give you glory for that access that we have. We also know as part of that access, we can bring our needs, and so we bring every need represented in this house, physical, financial, emotional, relational, whatever it might be, we bring those needs to you, and we lay them at your feet. And in this moment, I pray that you would meet that need. We ask you to do this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you turn to your neighbor and say, I live to worship him.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.